This episode is brought to you by Southern Elegance Candle Company, where modern values meet Southern charm. Right now, check out their fall and holiday collection with candle scents such as Caramel Latte, Fireside, Sweet Potato and Brown Sugar, and our personal favorite, Orange Spice. This scent is clothes wrapped in a citrusy orange essence that takes you all the way back to Grandma's house. This one is sure to be your favorite, just like it is ours. So be sure to visit secandleco.com and use our promo code CRUX, that's C-R-U-X, for 15% off all regularly priced items. That's secandleco.com, where they lovingly craft each scent and city combination to elicit a fond memory to whisk you to a place of pure joy.
Previously on Insecure.
I honestly could not have done today without you. You're so patient with me. That's why I love you.
Say hi, Mom. It's Molly.
Hey. Hey, Mommy.
She still ain't speaking yet, but her eyes said Molly's a disappointment.
Shut up, Curtis.
I'm sorry. You're right. This isn't working.
It's not.
What do we do?
He moved back?
Oh, my God. My mom, she just woke up. Get me locked on.
I made a choice to commit to this, and you're not.
You the one that's been all inconsistent.
What does that mean?
It means you crying in my mouth one minute, then telling me that you want me the next minute. Then you want to take things slow. Now you telling me you love me. You all over the place.
Let's get it started in here.
Gossip, music, news, entertainment, and... heated discussions? The DJ Blaze radio show starts now.
Yeah, 1, 2, flicker. You wanna pump my speakers? 3, 2, 3, better blow your mama's teeth out at you. Like I'm Pika, then I spit like I'm Nina. Wish you Larry Quanza set fire to my sneakers. 1, 2,
Welcome back. It's your boy, Be Easy.
It's your girl, Jenny Lane.
And it is Just Trees.
And this is another episode of the DJ Blaze Radio Show podcast. This is our Insecure recap, season 5, the final season. Ladies, how y'all doing?
Doing great.
Doing great.
Doing lovely.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
How are you?
I'm here.
Thank God.
Uh-huh. All praises be. All praises be.
Amen.
Trees, what you got in that cup?
It's a little concoction of... might as well say it's like a medicine ball without the lemonade.
You just it's got the ball or just the medicine?
Jade citrus. I have the jade citrus mint with the peach tranquility. And I dropped the Ricola in there.
Ricola.
Yes, I dropped the Ricola.
That's what they do in the medicine ball. They don't do that in the medicine ball, to do it.
No, I put the Ricola in there, but it is the J Citrus Mint, the Peach Tranquility, and you put you some lemonade. I have lemonade in the refrigerator because I do make my own medicine balls. But tonight, no, I needed a Ricola.
I make my own medicine balls too. It's called a Perky. Give me a Perky. The perky sit. Nah, let me stop.
Yeah, please.
Somebody be hitting your line wanting to
buy it.
Hey, I got them. Them 40s, them 10s. Whatever you want, I got it over here, baby.
What's in your cup?
What's it? What's this? Green tea. Keurig with honey.
Okay.
No peach tranquility. No rumple mint tea, whatever that is you say you got.
Rumple mint.
And jade citrus.
Oh, okay.
Mint.
And no what you call it? No Robitussin. So mine's just regular. Straight out the Keurig, you know, for my thok. Yeah. Jen, you not sipping on nothing?
Man, I sipped on my stuff earlier, so and I don't need to sip on it anymore because my tea ain't gonna have me relaxed. It's gonna have me too amped up.
Sound like you had some libations.
Nah, I had my Herbalife.
Oh, tea. Plug.
Yes.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Sound like a plug.
Shameless. You know, if plug. Y'all You know, if you want some Herbalife products, want to know more about those products, follow me on Instagram. Y'all know the name, Jan.Elaine.
If you want to see a nigga, if you want to see a nigga blend some shit up, Jan.Elaine, goddamn.
Jan.Elaine.
That now NutriBullet be working overtime. Whatever. Listen, you got. What you got? What you got, NutriBullet or what?
It's a NutriBullet.
NutriBullet, Me and somebody was talking about NutriBullets.
Mm-hmm. You say what now?
Me and somebody was talking about NutriBullets.
Me and you.
Oh, that okay. Let me tell you how my day is so long. I thought that was weeks ago, nigga. So this is weeks ago.
About that 2 days.
That was today.
That was the first. That was the first quarter of the day. See, that what it was. That was early in the day.
That was 2 days.
Was like, hey, B.
Was it light out?
You said what?
Was it light outside when that happened?
Yes, it was very much light outside.
I've been up so long. I've been up for two docks in a day. So that's how long I've been up.
He's like, you got a NutriBullet, don't you? I was like, no, because I was telling you about my blend jet, because I was using that blend jet, and I was like, this is the best gift that anyone could have ever gotten me, because it's a lot quieter in my blender. And he was like, Brandon was like, don't you got a Ninja? I was like, no, he said, don't you have a NutriBullet? I was like, yeah, I do. And then, like, no, I don't. It's got a Ninja. I said, nothing loud.
Yeah, my NutriBullet loud.
It's loud. I said it's very loud. And I try to be, you know, a little considerate of those around me, because it's really loud. And because everybody have their stuff off, you know, and if you up fast as clock in the morning, just like running at somebody, probably, I don't know. I just be trying to be considerate.
Isn't that nice? You're so sweet.
I'm not considerate.
Me either.
You don't have to be. You in the house.
I be in here hooting and hollering.
Right. You can hear hoot and holler.
I be hooting.
You can do whatever
you
want to do.
Yep.
But I hoot and holler. Think I care? Music be on TV. Have my
Don't tell me you got a surround sound.
No, I don't got no surround sound. Okay.
Ain't nothing like having neighbors. When I had an apartment, my damn neighbor must be had the best surround sound that money could buy.
They had to have more than one speaker, because my surround sound, I don't be turning it up like that.
Well, they did. And I knew when they was watching a very exciting movie, because I could hear all of the damn shooting and shit. Yes. But
especially one of those movies that have like all those cool sound effects.
Swooshing and all kind of shit.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So if y'all want to get some stuff to mix, meal replacement shit, you got all that?
Mm-hmm.
Word.
Yeah, meal replacement, stuff for energy.
Word.
Stuff that boosts your metabolism. We have tea, relaxing tea, calming tea. We have stuff for your skin, your hair.
If you want
to gain weight, you can do that. If you want to lean muscle, all that.
I would ask you if it really worked, but you use it, and it worked for you?
It does. Like, it works as long as you're consistent with it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've been using it for a little over a year. I remember I got some from Treese, and then since then,
Treese the plug. Treese was the plug.
Treese had the discount.
Oh, you had the discount. You weren't the plug.
Yeah. So she plugged me in with whatever she had, and then after that, I was like, it's lit. So
now you the connect.
Now I'm the connect.
Word.
But I said that they could use my discount.
Word.
Mm-hmm.
Would y'all get a good 30% off?
I'm at 30%. Well, Jen probably get more than that, but just by me having that little thing, I'm at 30%.
Yeah, as many commercials she shoots, she probably get a damn 50% off, goddamn.
Yeah, probably. So now I'm sure she goes.
Putting that shit out there now. God damn. Every time I turn around, there's some shit getting swooshed around in a damn little plastic.
I'm just saying, I got to show people that it works, and you have to remain consistent. And if they see me taking and see the results I get from it, then they're going to be more inclined to want to try it themselves.
Yeah. Well, why you didn't put that ham sandwich you had up there then? How about that?
What sandwich?
That ham sandwich. I know you had a ham sandwich or something.
I did actually have a turkey sandwich earlier this week. I did. It was some turkey I got from Publix on that low calorie bread.
Oh God! Here
and some vegan mayo.
Oh my God! What the fuck is vegan mayo?
It's vegan mayo. I got it from Trader Joe's.
Eggs in it. I don't have no eggs in it.
Well, it ain't mayo. Then I don't know what you call that.
Well, spread vegan. Sandwich spread.
Miracle damn whip.
It's
without the vegan. Miracle.
Mm-hmm.
Vegan. What do they call it? Veganaise. Veganaise?
No, I think this one's just straight vegan mayo. It says vegan mayo. But
I bet the listeners didn't anticipate getting on this damn show listening to us talk about some damn vegan mayo. See, we can go
Oh, look, we can go any damn way. Yeah, let's get it started.
Oh yeah, that's
the Insecure.
Mm-hmm. Well, episode seven. Seven. Chilling, okay. Did y'all? How did y'all enjoy it?
I let you go first, Tree, since you had so much to say on Instagram.
Oh, she was going in on Instagram?
No, she didn't have anything to say. She just was like, she couldn't wait, I guess, to hear what we had to say.
Oh, yes. I thought about y'all the entire show. I was like, oh, yes. I know they home. Both of them.
I was sleepy watching it the first time. But go ahead.
Oh, but how did you feel watching it this time?
Well, honestly, I only got a chance to watch it two times. So the first time I was sleeping, the second time it felt like work. So I'm gonna have to watch it again after the show to really enjoy it all the way through. Gotcha. You know what I'm saying? But I thought it was a good episode though. My prediction was totally wrong with Molly Mama dying again.
Yeah, Riddle's trying to kill that lady.
I'm sorry.
I was waiting for it too. Like, I knew it was gonna happen. I was like, is this the moment? Okay, they about to tell her. Okay, somebody. Oh gosh.
At least I know how she looked. Cause one of us three don't know what she looked like. Goddamn, it, talking about she looked like somebody different.
Let me tell you something.
Was that you?
Side by side, and
when
all.
When I sent y'all those pictures, come on now, that did not look like that lady.
If that's what you want to believe, that's between you and the God you serve.
Lord is watching.
He is watching. He's watching you, and you got glasses on tonight too, so that might be a sign.
Lord, no, that did not look like that lady. Not to me. She looked like Big Mama. I'm sorry.
That's a hill you're gonna die on right there, ain't it?
I am. But I did come back and say, well, it is her, but it still don't look like her. It looked like Big Mama. Mm-hmm. I just hope I don't look like that laying down.
Well, I enjoyed this episode, Treece, since you asked.
I enjoyed this episode also.
What about you, Jen? How did you?
Enjoyed it as well.
Is
like
it getting better?
It was very refreshing. I was like, okay, I mean, still we got what, three more episodes left?
Yeah, this is an episode for like if it was five or six episodes left, so like, you know what I'm saying? Like, damn.
It's like they still feel like they're rushing to end it though.
I mean, we'll see the last three. She was on the Breakfast Club, and I think the way it's gonna end, I don't know if it's going to end the way like it's going to be an ending. Like,
it better be an ending.
I think
she
it's
better
just
not end it with like a, what do they call those? Cliffhangers?
Cliffhanger. No, she better not.
Don't do that. You're not coming back from that?
Have y'all watched The Wire?
No.
You've asked us.
Neither one of y'all have watched The Wire? Well, so the ending of The Wire, it's not like a, like you say, a cliffhanger, nothing like that. It's basically like, you know, the last scenes are like, you know, life going on. You know what I'm saying? Like the characters that are still alive or whatever, they, you know, show them doing whatever they do. You know what I'm saying? In their daily lives. So it ain't like it's just over, like everybody hate Chris or Sopranos or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Now,
so,
I do feel like she will do that.
Yeah. That's what now, I think it might be.
Now, who life is continuing with each of, you know, the characters, that's going to be the thing.
Yeah.
I didn't have a prediction, but now that you say that, I got a prediction now, and we'll get into that.
You gotta wait. Oh, I was about to say you gotta wait.
Oh yeah, So Jen, you say you liked it, Treece. You enjoyed it also.
Mm-hmm.
I guess we'll get into the episode.
Oh hey.
The episode starts with Issa. She rolling up some joints at the crib. And the entire crew, they pull up. And she said something about what Tiffany had on. Was that Ivy Park? She had on like an Adidas jumpsuit or whatever.
I think it was just Adidas. I don't recall.
I don't recall that from a line.
Oh, because she said
just Adidas.
Oh, because Issa was like, oh, you got the whole collection, whatever. She was like, yeah, I'm connected, whatever. And then Kelly was like, she paid $200 over retail for it. She got it off of StockX or whatever. So I thought,
not unless it was, what's the other girl who had the Adidas, what her name, from Blackish? Adidas line too. It looks more like her stuff than Ivy Park.
Maybe that is what that is then. Maybe that is her stuff then. Cause something to have to. Okay, that's the only thing I wondered. You know, I got my two fashionistas here, and y'all ain't helped me worth a damn just now. So
we did it.
I thought for sure y'all. One of y'all was like, "Yes, that's Ivy Park from the spring 2022 collection."
Ivy Park is very like she did. We like you know the collection. Like
it's, that's why I said it didn't look like a familiar piece.
So maybe it is Yara Shahidi's.
Yeah, everybody waiting on that houndstooth to come out.
What is that?
Listen, I want that houndstooth.
Yeah. What is houndstooth?
I love me a houndstooth.
The next Ivy Park drop.
Is it by Adidas? Houndstooth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it's just gonna look like houndstooth.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
It's gonna be houndstooth patterns all over the damn place. Mm-hmm. Y'all ain't thought a nigga knew about no hounds too, but you know what I'm saying? I know about hounds.
Oh, please. I need to make it to an Adidas store. I know that one in Greenville that Jermaine used to go to. They used to have
the discount store.
It's like 50% off.
Yeah.
He bought me some Ivy Park stuff. He bought me some Ivy Park stuff from out there maybe last year.
Yeah, I got some what was it? Is it Jeremy Scott's or some Adidas from there. My homegirl went and then she was like, "You like these?" and got them for me.
Yeah, so, and they always have a whole lot in there.
Like the different lines and things too that we don't have around here, may not have access to. That's a good trip to go on before the end of the year.
Sound like somebody spending Christmas money, cuz. Anyway.
Yeah. Okay.
So Issa, she has the entire day planned, you know, group massage, dinner at 8 at a place called, what was it, Nueva? But they pregame it with some drugs. And Issa says, especially for Molly's, you know, but Molly says her mom is doing much better now and, you know, things are good for her. So that's good. And we get, you know, some scenery. And then the ladies, they chilling on the balcony. They feeling a little lifted, high. If you will, enjoying the sunset. And Issa gets a call. And the call says that my writing again. Sorry, my chicken scratch. That a pipe burst at the spa, and so the massage part is canceled of that day. You know what I'm saying? But she suggests they reschedule. So you know everybody's still cool. They're chilling. They ain't mad about it. You know what I'm saying? They ain't too upset. But Tiffany reminds them that they still got 3 hours until dinner. So that's when Molly suggests they go ahead and start drinking. And Kelly, who says she's still Cali sober, she says she want to polish off them soggy joints that Issa rolled. so, you know, they start getting high, whatever, chilling. And then Issa turns on some what they call classic Diddy, and they start dancing, and they suggest a hat question game. What's it called? Questions in a Hat. That was the name of the game. And it was, what was that song he was playing last night that Diddy and what was that?
Last Dirty Money. Affairs.
That was Dirty Money, ain't it?
Yeah, Dirty Money.
Yeah, so they was playing that. So that was, you know, nice little scene of all of them, you know, setting the stage for the rest of the episode, in my opinion.
Yes.
It's real lighthearted at first. Then we get some more night scenery. Very, you know, good cinematography. And it's Lawrence, and he arrives at Condola's house with baby Ja. And they seem to be getting along real good. From their conversation, you know, he had an overnight stay with his daddy. It seemed like she finally trusts him with his own damn son. I'm sorry, she was acting like a... Anyway. She had some packages outside, you know what I'm saying? And she said it was for her shelf, so he offers to put it together for her. So that was the end of that scene. So, everything's just setting the scene. It's setting everything up just, you know, at the beginning. And like we said off mic, that seemed like the episode went kind of fast. You know what I'm saying? Not a lot to kind of go into at first. Yeah, not a lot to unpack. So we go back to Issa's house, and they're playing that hat question game. Now, the first question was, what is an embarrassing fact about you that none of us know. Now, y'all know when it's some shit like that, I'm going to ask y'all an embarrassing fact.
Listen, I was watching the episode, right? And I'm like, all these preguntas. I said, Brandon, better not get up here asking us.
He's going to do it.
Didn't we do that last week when we said embarrassing shit? Or was that the week before?
Yeah, when we were, was that last week when we were talking about our most embarrassing or intoxicated, like when we were drunk or something?
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of it. I was trying to think of an embarrassing moment.
I just thought of, I was thinking about one the other day, and I was contemplating if I was going to tell this story.
Okay.
To my child. It's something that he did. I don't know why it crossed my mind, but this is probably like one of the most embarrassing things that happened to anybody. Well, one day, you know, I had moved some stuff. And you know, as a woman, you know, you have your little toys, your little pleasure toys.
Oh my God.
I don't know how he found it, because it was in a bag that was in another bag that was in a bag. So I was sitting
in there plundering.
I was sitting in the living room with my brothers, and my brother was like, "Y'all don't hear that?" I was like, "What?" He was like, "Something vibrating." I was like, "What?" He was like, "Something vibrating. Y'all don't hear that?" I was like, "They turned the TV down. You could hear it like." I go in the room. Jermaine's around there with the vibrator on the bottom of his foot.
Like he massaging his foot.
Running it on the bottom of his foot. And he's like, "Look, Mom, I found this really neat foot massager."
How old was he?
I forgot. He was young.
Was he younger than 10?
Yes. I was like, give me it. I tried to talk low. That's exactly what I was like, because I didn't want my brothers to come around there. Like, I was like, "Give that to me." And he was like, "Why? It's just a foot massager." I was like, "Give it here."
What do you know about a foot massager?
I don't know. Absolutely, but I wish you could see how he had his leg up in the air just running.
You want to know what's funny? When you said the best gift that you had gotten was that NutriBullet or whatever the thing is,
the blend jet.
I was gonna make a joke, was like, "Oh, it wasn't the rolls," you know what I'm saying? But
no, it was not back then. Mm-mm.
But now,
so I was like, "Give it!" And I had to threaten him. I was like, "If you don't get at me," I said, "you're not gonna be able to play your game." He was like, "Here," he handed it to me. He was like, "You're acting really weird for foot massager."
Not a foot massager, little boy.
Yeah, I just give up. Because I got caught twice with them things. Like,
so you
really?
Yes, because one time me and my best friend went to the store and bought some. You know how you take it out the packaging? And I just put it in my bag. You know, just took it out the packaging. I was like, "I'm not going to go in the house with no bag or nothing like that." Because at the time, my brother and my dad was at the house. Mm-hmm. And I had it in my purse. And for some reason, my brother picked the purse up and like tossed it across the table. And it just like hit.
And the whole 2000
pocketbook was vibrating on the table. But my brother was like, "Treat your bag. I was like, "You know what? I give up. I'm just not going to fool with these no more." Because obviously, everybody keep
that's the embarrassing moment right there.
I ain't lying.
You say what?
That's the embarrassing moment right there.
Yeah, and I had to do the walk of shame to go get the purse, and my daddy and my brother sitting at the table waiting for me to come get this bag that won't stop.
Robert,
damn, Jen, you got an embarrassing moment.
I can't even think of one after that one.
Since you put your son in it, I'll say this one. I always tell people this is like my first memory ever. And it was we were having a yard sale at our house or whatever. So like my daddy, he was like in the yard or whatever. And my mama, she was walking out the house with, you know what I'm saying, some clothes she was gonna sell in the yard sale. So she had them in her arms. And when she walked out the house, I don't know how she did it, but she tripped and fell. And
no. So
instead of her like trying to brace herself, you know, or balance herself by dropping the clothes, she kept the clothes, she fell. And she rolled down the carport and hit the trash can at the end of the carport, and the trash, not the trash can, over. So I'm like 4 or 5 years old, right? And I'm crying, laughing. And she get up, she was like, you standing there laughing? And you ain't even see if I'm okay.
She ain't let them clothes go.
She did not let the clothes go.
But you gotta sell them things.
Yeah, so ever since then, she always say, like, if somebody falls, she know I'm going to laugh first and then ask how they doing later. But
I
know
that. It's hard not to.
Yeah, so I know that. I know she was, I think people was in the yard then. Oh, I was like 4 or 5. Like, that was the first, one of the first things I can remember in my life. But I know she was embarrassed. So that was the most embarrassing story that I think I could tell right now. But anyway, so Molly, her embarrassing fact that she told that none of them knew, and I'm with on this, and I don't think she need to waste her time, was that she had never seen Love Jones and Issa was shocked. Huh?
You've never seen Love Jones?
No.
He don't like
it's
it.
It's trash.
Oh, he don't.
It's a horrible movie. Bad.
Don't get him started on Love Jones.
Yeah, don't.
I'm not, because
them niggas ain't even got edge ups, and they want me to expect. They expect me to believe they got some pussy. Please.
He had a brush back.
He had a brush back. Yeah, he brushed his hair backwards.
It was.
What kind of shit is that? Anyway, Kelly said she used to start every day by drinking Red Bulls. And so she said her period stopped between the ages of 20 and 25. And Tiffany said she still thinks about Derek when she masturbates. Derek, and they was like, Derek, your husband? Was like, yeah, I thought that was very weird. Then they had another question about, did you
but
break
Kelly it? Said she think about him too.
She did say that.
I was like, hold on.
She
wait,
did say that.
What?
Yeah. Kelly, that's what I like about the show. Like, they'll say some real slick shit on the low real quick.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? And the other characters might not say nothing about it. I'm glad y'all caught that.
But in real life, I would have been like, excuse me,
say what?
Yeah. Yeah, that's only TV shit. And something else, when they playing the question two game a little later on, some shit that you will not admit to, never.
I wish it would.
Yeah. They asked about, Molly asked about breaking a friend's vase. I think that was something that came up in other seasons, right? Issa,
yes.
I think Issa used to live with her and she broke her vase, something like that.
Yeah, and never owned up to it.
Yeah. And then another question they asked was, if you could only spend the rest of your life with the last person you slept with, how would you feel? Mm. Jen thinking hard. She know that.
I'm not thinking hard.
That's the question that they asked. But y'all know goddamn well I was going to ask y'all this shit. Don't you even think for 1 minute that I was not about to broach this subject on this good Tuesday night.
Well, you answer first then. Say the question again. Repeat the question.
If you could only spend the rest of your life with the last person you slept with, how would you feel? Ladies.
You.
No, you
first.
Sure. I don't know if they could deal with me. I might be a motherfucker. So, that was quick. Nah, go ahead.
Jen.
How would I feel?
Don't say that cheesing like a damn Chester cat. Answer the question.
I wouldn't even. Ooh, no.
Damn. I wonder if they listen. I'm gonna make sure I blast this social media this week so they can, whoever it is, maybe they can see it.
Listen.
And then they can listen.
I would feel broke, busted, and disgusted.
See what I mean? Do you have a trauma response?
We're not gonna go on that rant.
Last but not least, _ just trees. Damn, that shit ride too. I'm good now.
It
bars.
It did.
You know what the damn question is.
No, repeat it.
Yes, ma'am. If you could only spend the rest of your life with the last person you slept with,
how would you feel?
I would feel great.
Uh-oh.
I feel great.
You about to get 2 extra gifts for Christmas.
I hope you listen.
Ooh.
I hope that you're listening to
me. She will feel great. She will feel lovely and amazing. Yes, sir. You know, you got that friend that gonna amp you up.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Doing the damn grabbing air. She grabbed air with both hands just now, y'all. Kelly says she'll be cool with it because he was rich. Issa says she don't know because her and Nathan are up in the air. She tells them how they got into it and how he called her inconsistent. And the friends, they was like, what? But they were sarcastic with it. Like, no, not you. You just kissed whatever, whatever. She said, ever since he left my I love you hanging, things have been weird.
Why are you being weird to me? But go ahead.
She felt a stronger way about that.
Uh-huh. Tiffany thinks it's clear how Nathan feels, but Issa doesn't want to be in a relationship where she has to guess. And I think I had a clip right after that. Let me make sure. I was on the wrong page. Let me see if this is it.
It's starting.
What's starting?
The game. It's got shit it wants to uncover. Hmm. Knock, knock. Here it comes.
Shit! Oh! What the hell?
I thought it was a ghost again. Remember that time?
You always think it's a ghost.
Because it was the last time.
Trina! Hey!
I saw...
So that's Trina, you know, Issa's neighbor with the son. And she came to complain that she was seeing spiders and shit. And her and Kelly get into it. And Kelly says that Trina thinks that Kelly is a bad influence on her son. So, yeah. Well, it was something.
Trina knows she crazy.
Yeah, that girl is something wrong with her. But what? They had
definitely.
They had got tight.
At the block part, at the what it was like a gathering before when Issa was she had the party to get the sponsors.
Oh, at the little mixer or whatever.
Yeah, mm-hmm. The mixer.
Yeah, yeah. They continue to play the game, and another question comes up: what goes in the bowl first, the milk or the cereal? Treats. What goes in the bowl first?
The cereal.
What about you, Jen? What you think?
The cereal.
Oh, okay, just want to make sure y'all ain't the weirdos. I'm gonna put these questions up on social media too.
Oh yeah, that'll be good.
Just to see who is pouring the milk
in first. Issa talking about both at the same time.
Milk over my cereal.
Oh yeah.
Do you stab your cereal before you eat them?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I used to, but
because I like Apple Jacks. Now, if I'm eating like Frosted Flakes, I got to stab them. Or some Fruit Loops. If it's like a, you know, flake, but if it's like a circle.
Yeah, I don't want to damage the circles. I don't want to damage the circles, you know.
Now, you know what? The only cereal that I probably would do milk first, just a little bit of milk, is
Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Fruity Pebbles.
Why Fruity Pebbles?
Because like
they get soggy
they don't
like so you. Fast.
So why would you do the milk first?
Because trust me, you just got to drop a little bit in the bowl, eat it, and then pour a little bit in. Because if you just do like a whole lot, they get soggy really, really quick. Mm-hmm. Really quick. I don't like no soggy cereal.
Mm. I just put a teeny little bit of milk in there. But anyway. So while they talking about the cereal thing, Molly gets a work call. She doing a lot of kiki-keying. And when she gets off the phone, they question her giddiness and ask if her and Tori are fucking. But she says no. But she says since the retreat, things have been different. Say he's been checking in on her about her mom, and he's been texting her about that work project they're doing. She said he's been texting her late at night a lot. And then he's also asking what she's been up to. Kelly, she liked the sound of that shit. She was like, it's about to go down. Cause she said she loves a workplace romance. And then they have this little discussion. I think it's the right one.
Woo! Oh, it's about to go down. I love a workplace romance. Y'all got broom closets.
Hey, Torian. Do you object to these titties?
Objection overruled. How about you give me some of that E Pluribus Anus?
Hey! Oh. Nigga, nigga, nigga!
It took me 15 minutes to try to figure out how to write that down. So I was just like, fuck this shit, I'm gonna record it.
Just play the clip.
Yeah. Molly says she doesn't know what to do. They keep creeping up to that line, but they never cross it. She asks if she give him the green light. And just when she says that, John Legend song Green Light start playing. So they was like, they take it as a sign for her to shoot her shot. And looked like she sent a text. Did she text him then? Cause she grabbed the phone. I thought
she grabbed the phone and was like she was gonna do it, but there was never confirmation whether or not she really did it or not.
Cause a lot of times when they send the text, they'll put it on the screen, like it'll be like Jen, so and so and so, whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Or at least show like the response too.
So back at Condola's, Lawrence, he's finished with the sheriff, and you know, he tell a little dad joke. He was like, if any one of your friends need a chef, tell them I'm booked. So then they talk about Elijah and his food, and she mentions how she thought she'd be making all of their food, but she was like, it's just so different. When he finally got there, she said she couldn't get him to eat. And she was trying to do the little airplane thing. And that's when Lawrence, he did the little train jump, you know what I'm saying? And he got him to eat. And then she was looking at him smiling. She was telling him he a good dad. And he was like, thanks, that means a lot.
Because he fed the baby and said choo-choo.
Mm-hmm. And he got him to eat. Oh, so that don't mean nothing to you?
I mean,
that's basic. Because
you fed the baby?
You think that's basic?
Yes,
she couldn't do it. I was waiting for you to say
feeding a baby could be kind of hard. I tried it with my godson, and guess what? He was looking at me like I was stupid, and I kept doing like, "Here comes the airplane." He was just looking like.
Y'all ever seen that video of like the child would eat the food, and then like that the mama had like a stuffed animal beside it, and so like. She tried to get the stuffed animal to eat, and when the stuffed animal wouldn't eat, she like beat the hell out of the stuffed animal. So then when she went to put the food back to the baby ate it slowly. That shit is so. Every time I see that, yo, that shit tripped me out because the baby looked shook.
Like, hell no, you ain't about to be.
That baby looked traumatized.
Like, nah.
So yeah. So basic ass Lawrence get his basic ass child to eat. Doing the choo-choo method, according to Jen.
Y'all so crazy.
I'm just saying, like, you should have been telling him that ain't shit. I mean, you know.
Jen, like, that ain't shit. He got his baby nourishment. That ain't shit. That basic right there.
The baby's supposed to eat. He feeding his kid. He made him eat, okay?
And yay, dude.
Jen is, what's her name? What was her sister's name? Kiki?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That was her name, Kiki?
Yeah.
Her real life name
was
Kiki.
It was, I can't remember what her name was. For real.
I forgot the name, but.
I did too. Yeah.
Condola sister.
Yeah. I'm going to have to go back in my notes and see. Was it Christina?
No, because he said her name this show. Cause he was like, she followed him on Instagram. He was like, okay, we good.
Let me ask y'all this real quick. Why are we talking about Condola? Do she kind of sound like she could have like a hearing problem the way she speaks? She talks kind of muffled to me.
What?
Or either she got bad sinuses.
It's something. Y'all was
goddamn. Oh my god.
Cause I know I sound like that sometimes. I'd be like, help her. No.
Yeah, like when you go back, like she's been sounding like that since she came, but too.
Since she came back.
I'm really not trying to play. I just know people who have like hearing problems who sounds that way. And I always thought, I'm like, I wonder if she has like a hearing impairment.
So do you think she sound different since she came back or since?
She's always sounded like that.
Yeah, she's always sounded like that to me.
Oh, her name Kyra. That's the sister name.
Okay,
Kyra.
The sister name
Kyra Kiki.
Kyra, yeah.
Yeah.
Close enough. Yeah. Oh shit, I might have went too far. Oh shit. Excuse me, y'all, listeners.
I'm sitting here trying to figure out if Condoleezza has a hearing impairment for real.
When you listen to her, to me, it just sounds.
She enunciates all of the words, especially the S's.
No, it sounds. No, I'm not talking about that.
No, but I'm saying to me. Anyway, this ain't about you right now. This about me right now.
Don't get him, Treece. Don't get him.
If y'all should have seen Treece's face just now. but nah, I'm just talking about, like, when she says the S is like, you get all the whole S and you don't get, she don't leave no parts of the S out.
No S being left behind.
Yeah, but I
go to the white man's Google. What's her real name?
I've never seen her anything but this.
Oh no, she's in some other stuff. She's in that new show that's coming out too. Isn't it called 20s or something?
Well,
she's in that, but she was in something else.
I haven't seen her anything before this. I'll say that.
Her name is Christina Elmore.
And you think she talked muffled? Mm-hmm. Both it's of y'all think that.
She sounds. You know.
Like hearing impaired, muffled.
Kind of, sort of, yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's, I'll only say that because I know some people who do have like a hearing issue and they sound like that. Mm.
Where was I? Oh yeah, Green Light.
Green Light, Basic Daddy.
Oh no, yeah, Basic Daddy. Yeah, thank you. Back at Issa's, the girls, they still playing the game. And then another question comes up. If you could have one do-over, what would it be? Y'all know. I gotta ask y'all this since y'all here. If y'all could have one do-over, what would it be? Just in life, period.
I would probably go to law school.
Oh,
you be having some thought-provoking questions. Like, who?
Them or me?
You.
I stole this from them, so this is them. So
you did, but then you come and you ask us.
Oh well, y'all. If they,
you weren't prepared for
it. Y'all should have known. Exactly. I was going to ask. Well, Jen, handled it though. She said she would have went to law school. So didn't both of y'all go to law school?
Yeah, it either would have been that for me, or I just would have went ahead and went to the military.
Yeah,
because I would have been retired.
Right, I probably would have went to medical school and then would have been the fighter pilot in the Air Force and then went to NASA. So yeah, I would have been like,
I didn't want to laugh because that's something that you wanted to do. But I'm
what's
like,
what's that dude? I would have been like Ron McNair.
Yes, Lake City.
Mm-hmm. I would have been like Ron in there, except the hood version. Well, Tiffany, she says even with all the shit that she's been through, she would change nothing. She said everything they went through got them to where they are or where they will be, which was a little foreshadowing. And I didn't pick that up until the second time I watched. Like, for Issa, she said she wished she figured out what she wanted to do sooner. And then Kelly, she said she's had to die to find out she's not above finding a purpose. Says she got clarity about a whole bunch of shit. And this was the other part that is not real life. This is cap right here, because nobody would ask this or answer it. If you had to choose which one of your friends' exes, which one would you want to smash? And I'm damn sure not about to ask y'all two this question.
You can ask all you want, so your ass ain't getting no damn.
You're gonna get the same answer, because me and anybody that I consider a friend, we do not have the same taste in men. Like, no, we don't have the same taste.
Well, that's wonderful. I don't see my friends' exes like that, which is weird. Well, I mean, it ain't weird, but it's not. Anyway.
It's not weird. You're not supposed to be.
You're a friend. You know what I'm saying? Like, you ain't even go look at him. Like, I'll be like, okay, yeah, he cute. You're not supposed to be
lusting after
that part.
Mm-hmm. Not these motherfuckers. Molly.
Oh, no. It's more guys that do it, though.
Oh, yeah. Molly says, homeboys. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Molly says some guy named Marshawn, I guess he went to school with them, like college or whatever, because they say he worked in the dining hall. And then Kelly says Daniel, and Issa is shocked that they think he's the finest man she ever been with. Is that what you was talking about earlier when you was like,
yeah, I know you. They bought him up. I bet you second your teeth like, oh God.
Yeah, when I watched that and they said Daniel, I said, ooh, they go Daniel. They go
Brandon
don't like Daniel.
Daniel is toothy, to say the least.
Toothy.
He's
you say, well, Daniel went to Columbia to get his teeth in.
To that, the same, whoever, that same dude Rick Ross went to, that who he went to. He went there first, though, before the dude perfected his damn methods, because that nigga teeth big. That nigga, whatever, he went through the drive-thru, he was like, yeah, let me get the extra large.
Supersize my teeth.
Supersize my guy.
They going up on their little prices, though.
The teeth, man?
Just really? In these other countries. Yeah, because it's getting more popular.
Popular, yeah.
Inflation. Yep. Mm-hmm. Inflation.
Too. Inflation.
Yep. It is. I told my dentist last week when I went for my cleaning. They was like, are you gonna, you know, when do you want to schedule like your other work? I was like, kind of thinking about going to Mexico.
Ooh. Damn.
Put me on that flight, which still they got a 2-for-1 special.
I was like, yeah, I kinda think about going to Mexico. She talking about for real. That's what my dental hygienist. It's my girl. The only thing about it is if you need something extra done, you got to fly back over there. I was like, I don't care. Because what y'all trying to charge me for what I want to get done?
Damn.
Like,
one of my homeboys got his done in Miami and the doctor did pretty good on his.
We talking about that price.
Yeah. He went all the way down there.
I forgot how much he said.
I need that Mexico price. That American price is pretty steep.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, so I'll go ahead and get it done eventually.
So after they get over Daniel and her, them thinking Daniel's so fine, Issa tells them that she ran into Lawrence and Condola. What?
You hate that. So go fine. Ahead. Exactly.
That where it was going. Anyway, Lawrence and Condola, she tells them that she ran into Lawrence and Condola at the hospital. She said it was odd. She thinks they got back together, which really ain't the case. But she thanked they back together because they was at the hospital. He was being a basic ass daddy, going to the damn doctor visit. But she said she just expected to get closure. But she's acting like she cool with everything. But, you know, her homegirls, they ain't buying that shit. So Kelly tells her how things went with them at Simone's birthday party. That's Tiffany and Derek's child. And how it was really tense. And she was like, be glad you dodged that bullet, girl. She said she knew it was going to eventually get messy, but I ain't about that life, that what Issa said. She said she does feel guilty about how things ended, though. And, she did kind of kick my man to the curb after he picked ass up from the airport, which I did not. She could have gave that nigga gas money or something.
No, she shouldn't feel bad.
Oh yeah, you keep reminding me that he do live right around the corner.
Yes.
But still, it ain't like he probably had to leave the house and go to the damn airport. Gas money. Buy me a snack or something. Some In and Out or something.
No. What you would charge.
Give me some Roscoe's. Offer.
No.
Offer. Give me some Roscoe's. What else they got out there? Fat burger.
You would charge.
Give me some fat burger. Something awful. Randy's, yeah. What else?
He was doing what, you know,
at that time, a friend or a boyfriend or whatever they were
doing at the time. Pick her up from the airport.
She knew before that damn flight landed she was about to end that shit. So you could have got me something from them. Where the fuck they was at?
She waited good until she got home.
Till she got home, yeah.
You know what?
You couldn't do it like Gucci Man did. Buffy the body and push out the car.
She knew that wasn't gonna work, and then her saying that she. I guess felt bad for doing him the way she did him. I feel like that was just an easy way for her to be like, okay, I want closure. I need closure type thing. That was just her pretty much setting that up for that. Like, you shouldn't, like, what you feel bad for? This dude, you know, like, it just didn't work. Like, you told him it didn't work out, and that was that. It wasn't going to work out, and that was that. So I don't think she should feel bad about it. at all.
Wasted that man time twice. Cheated on the first time. Now this time, you know what I'm saying, he left his baby mama to for this goddamn pipe dream. And here you go in your damn feelings. Now you go to Stanford. Now you know what I'm saying, you on a panel and shit. Now you get back. Now you hot shit. Now you want to leave this nigga. What kind of shit is it? Just because you the protagonist
and left him and did.
See the shit we got to deal with, fellas, and they clapping. Yes.
Yeah, she knew she wasn't gonna be able to deal with that break, baby.
Yeah.
It ain't
if him. Imagine her being in a relationship with him, and he going over there to drop the baby off and stay and put up a bookshelf, and
he wouldn't have stayed in
the conversations and this, that, and the third, and
it wouldn't have got there if she would have stayed in the picture.
Who knows?
She would have just got her child support every 2 weeks.
It just, I don't know. It depends. You know, I look at this a little bit different because.
Yeah.
Because you got a baby.
Yeah, and I've been, you know.
You've been Issa or you've been Condola?
No, well, both.
Ooh.
Hell.
Do tell.
If we're going to be honest. I mean, both. But.
Let me hear you say your S's.
I've been. How do I say my S's?
That was a Condola joke.
I've been in situations where there were, you know, the girlfriends that weren't secure and had issues, you know, like.
Could you say they were insecure?
Very much insecure. And started, you know.
Ish.
Yeah. Like back in the day,
yeah.
You know, I used to kind of, you know, do little stuff because, you know, and I don't care. The people, I mean, this is so old, but.
You would do stuff to make the women mad, the other women?
At times, yeah. Because if I, like, if we just, okay.
We just let us know, Therese. Let us know.
We just broke it. This thing's still fresh. Okay? Still fresh. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I gotcha.
I don't think you should be, you know, I wasn't at that age. I wasn't ready for you to be coming to my house to, you know, drop my child off with somebody in the car with y'all. So, that's, you know, offensive. What I said, and you know what, years later we laughed about that because he was, yeah, like, you know, he used to do that on purpose. Y'all, I used to say, well, call me before you come when you're on your way.
So you put on your
get off work, so run, used to rush home. I would jump in the shower, get real wet. Oh, I would put
pause.
I would put on like a tank top.
No, you would.
Nothing under it, and some boy shorts.
Oh,
and when he drop them off, I used to step all the way out the door and be like, come on, boo. Hey, how y'all doing? Go back in the house.
With the girl, whoever he was with, would she come out the car like Craig ex-girlfriend on Friday?
No, who the fuck is that bitch? Like years later, we laughed about that. He was like, you knew exactly what you was doing. You was trying to say, I said, because I asked you not to do that.
So you came out the house damn. So
you want to, you know, you want to do, you still want to do it. So I'm going to give you a show, you know?
Saturated.
Yeah, we had some little, I was young. I had a child at 19. So
This is interesting.
Judge not.
Judge your mother.
Yeah, because I was young.
Yeah.
Very young.
Shout out to you and moist tank tops and boy shorts.
Yeah, it was funny to hear. I promise you it was. I got so much satisfaction out of that. Because I knew that was just gonna be an argument between, like, stop bringing
them.
And eventually, you know, he stopped bringing them. Like, I don't care. Like, I can accept this. It's fine. Yeah.
You got closure.
Yeah, but just like, don't do that. That's too fresh. Like, stop.
Something that Issa didn't get.
Indeed.
I want to say that, like, that was like two weeks in.
Damn. He was trying.
2 weeks.
Yeah, that was too fresh.
Yes.
Yeah.
So yeah, Issa said she felt guilty about how things ended, and I think they had this conversation.
I do feel a little guilty about how things ended. I mean, I loved Lawrence, you know, and y'all know how hard it was for me to let him go. And then when the baby was born, I didn't even reach out.
You made the smart choice.
But why was it the smart choice?
Because she's not trying to be somebody's stepmom. What'd that look like?
Okay, I get that. But sometimes it's not about making the smart choice. It just has to make sense to you. And it doesn't have to be the smart choice to be the right choice.
Well, your choice was smart and right, so.
Y'all think she made the right choice?
Smart choice and the right choice.
I don't think it was the right choice.
You think she should have stayed with him?
Yes. She only going to be happy with Lawrence. And Lawrence only going to be happy with her. Because, predictions. We'll get into that later. Molly suggests they, because, you know, it's starting to get real serious. So Molly suggests they go ahead and get dressed for dinner. As they're getting dressed, it was when they were like, Issa was like walking from room to room, kind of like on a different world. At the beginning, how like whoever it is, they'll be walking and all the stuff be going on in the background. That's what it reminded me of. But as they're getting dressed, Tiffany, she compliments Issa's shoes. She's like, yeah, no, I really like these shoes. Like, for real. Like, I ain't gassing you. And that's when Issa returns her earrings that she left since El Cholo. Was that when they went to
Coachella?
Yeah. Was that what that was?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But they said it's been 3 months.
Huh?
Yeah, that's what they said. Like, Molly was like, one of them was like, was that those the earrings since we went together in El Cholo? And then somebody was like, that was 3 months ago or whatever. And then they was like, damn, that was the last time we hung out. And they was like, yeah, we need to get together more often. We can't let that much time pass again. And Molly was like, I love y'all. And then they had a group hug. So, So then they do have the group hug or whatever. And then we have this.
The fuck I'm crying for.
Derek and I might be moving to Denver.
Wait, what the fuck? Denver? Like the omelet? When did this happen? Why?
I mean, this is why I fucking hate this game. Derek got a job offer a week and a half ago. And he's got family there, and the money can go a long way, and I think it'll be good for us.
Why are you just not telling me?
Because I knew if I told you, then that would make it real. And I wasn't ready to face it. And it's all just happening so fast. And I don't know what I'm gonna do without y'all.
Girl, why are you scared?
Because what if we wanna have more kids? What if I get depressed again?
Girl, then we will be on the next flight to Denver. Listen, if this situation with my mom taught me anything, it's that you gotta be really intentional with the people you love.
And getting us all together is gonna take some planning, but we'll make it work. Yeah. Dinner's at 8.
Yeah. It's 7.
Yeah. Oh, I must be cut it short. So yeah, they decided to skip dinner and have more drinks at the crib. Instead, back at Condola's house, Lawrence tells her that he knew things were good when her sister followed him on social media. Said he'll take his wins when he can get them. He tells her that Elijah was the best thing to happen to him. And then she confesses that, you know, while things were going kind of rough between them while she was pregnant, she thought about, well, she didn't say it, but I think she, you know, we're talking about. I guess we don't got to say it either. And what's his name? Lawrence was like, you know, things were rough during that time, and he was an asshole. But then, you know, they, you know, have a good conversation. Well, I guess complimenting each other back and forth. She tells him that she knows that he gave up a lot, and she doesn't want him to be miserable. She wants him to be happy. He's like, yeah, I want you to be happy too. And then he get his keys and leave. And like, you know, I'll text you later. So back at Issa's house, They chilling on the balcony, smoking and shit. And then Issa and everybody, they joke with Molly about her texting Torian. And it's, while they doing that shit, Dro calls. But she don't answer the phone.
I can't wait to see what's that about.
Do you think that's gonna be something that was just them mentioning the old character?
I think he'll make an appearance.
Yeah, because why would he call or they mention him? Oh, he is gonna make an appearance at her mama's funeral.
Ooh, prediction.
Y'all keep trying to kill me.
I don't.
Why would Dro pop up? Like,
I guess because he was very significant in her life. About,
yeah.
And now that, you know, she had all this counseling, he probably got a divorce.
You think so? I don't know. Trees done saw the last three episodes. Now you cheating now, nigga.
No.
Sound like you cheating now. Who you know up there in Charlotte? You plugged in?
No.
You go to the same person with Tiffany get her damn suits from me. I don't know. Maybe it was just a coincidence.
I don't know. The way they announced that it was him calling. I wouldn't be surprised.
But she didn't answer. Maybe his wife.
I was proud of her.
What, for not answering?
Mm-hmm.
Cause how did
weak for Dro?
How did that thing end?
Her realizing she couldn't be the side chick anymore.
He was lying, talking about he had an open marriage.
Did that ever come out? That it wasn't
going to be more open than a closed door.
That came out,
huh?
Did it? It never
that came out.
It never was confirmed, though, was it? Was it ever confirmed that he was lying?
What did the way when they showed up to the baby shower together? Because he was trying to portray it like it really wasn't like that, and then him and the wife showed up to Tiffany baby shower together.
Didn't she say they were trying to have a baby or something? Yeah, but I just thought that did something to Molly because she didn't want to see them together because of how she felt about Dro and things like that. So when she saw them together, it was like, damn, he here with her. Da, da, da. I didn't he think was it
lying.
Was.
No, he was lying. He was leading her to believe like it really wasn't, you know, like his wife has a full understanding as to, you know, what it is that he's out here doing. But to see them together and how, you know, he was, I guess, like acting while they was together.
How he was really treating his wife.
You can tell that this ain't open at all.
Or maybe it's open, but then they still have that sense of respect. We open, but we still love each other. We still gonna be out in public. We still we can still work on having a baby, or we can still do this. You can still go and do whatever.
We're still married.
We're gonna portray that we're married. We're gonna be out here like this, even though you can still do what you do on the side. I don't know, but
I need closure on that because they didn't. It's that's another thing about the show. Sometimes they leave stuff kind of open for interpretation. Like some stuff they don't like put a stamp on it. Like, yeah, this is exactly what we mean. Because I don't know. I don't know if it. I ain't saying neither one of y'all wrong. I just don't. I don't know.
Because
a lot of people.
Interesting that Dro called.
A lot of people thought that he was lying, but then I saw another set of people was like, "Well, they still ain't never said it." And a lot of people want you. But they do this a lot on this show, though. Where it's like, "Well, you got to figure it out. You should be smart enough to figure it out on your own." So I don't know. So yeah, she didn't answer him calling. So drunken high Issa, she starts to call Lawrence, but before he picks up the phone, Molly snatches the phone and asks. She was like, "Now how is this gonna help?" And you know, Issa's like, "I don't know. I just feel like I need to talk to him, whatever, whatever." So she was like, "If sober you feels like calling tomorrow, then call him." Which was some good advice. So the next morning, They leave, and Issa gets a text from Nathan asking her to call when she's free to talk. And then we got this final clip.
Hey.
Hey.
So, I wanted to hit you yesterday, but I didn't want to disturb girls' night.
Y'all have a good time?
Yeah, it was good. Everybody just left.
Cool.
Yeah, so listen.
I know things have been a little off with us lately. And
I just wanted to say, Issa, I do love you.
I always have.
Oh. Okay.
I was kind of just in my head about it before. It's not something that I've ever really said.
Wow. Well, I'm sorry for putting so much pressure on you about it. I definitely shouldn't have done that.
Nah, I was on some childish shit. I can be avoidant, and I need to fix that.
So, you not leaving?
No.
I'm gonna figure this shit out.
Okay. Dude. Well, call me after work.
I will.
I love you.
I love you too.
Both of them over there smiling. Y'all should see them. They like that. Y'all got a warm feeling when he said it?
No.
You did. What about you, Trees? Did you like that? I love you. Did you like it?
I don't know. I just felt like it was about to be like some. I just feel like it's about to be a flip flop
for Issa.
Not on him. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
Yeah. So the final scene is Lawrence returning Issa's call. He had that look on the nigga that played Lawrence. He can act because he was looking. He had a look on his face like, he had to get some shit off his chest. So, I can't wait.
It's going to be interesting because him and Condola both told each other that they just want to see the other one happy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So
y'all ever told somebody that, like, I just want you to be happy?
No.
You didn't? Oh. I say it, but I really mean with me.
No, I say do what makes you happy.
I just want you to be happy. And then I have my fingers crossing and I'd be like, with me in my mind.
Nah, I say do it.
In my mind. I'm sorry, y'all. That's stuck in my head. So I guess we'll get into our favorites and all of this shit. What was y'all favorite scene of the episode? I'll go first while y'all think. My favorite scene was when Kelly was like, knock, knock. And then old girl knocked at the door. Y'all ever had some shit like that happen to y'all? Like y'all saying something and the shit happened, like
I mean, you speak some, but not like that.
Yeah,
that like much of a sign. Like, yeah,
like, well, not a sign. Just we was like knock knock, and somebody actually knocked at the door, and everybody got like was scared. So that was that was funny. But they did that a whole bunch this episode. Like have little funny stuff happen when it got kind of serious or whatever. So that was my favorite scene. Yeah. Jen, you got a favorite scene?
Yeah, I think the entire girls' night out, like that, well, girls' night in, that them in the house, drinking, dancing,
doing drugs,
getting high, like just uncovering different things. I feel like that whole thing was favorite. Like this probably, honestly, was one of my favorite episodes so far this season.
I agree. It was.
I agree.
Mm-hmm. Top two, and it ain't number two. Ain't know what they say.
It ain't.
Period, Pooh. Oh, no, I'm joking. What about you, Trish? Your favorite scene of the episode?
I don't really have a favorite scene because I thoroughly enjoyed the entire show this time.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
It really was only two.
The other ones I could pick and choose, like a, but this one it was everything.
It really was only two scenes. Well, two locations.
Yeah.
Condola House and Issa House. Well, it was two. Yeah, that, what'd you call it, house? Don't, well, she was still at home, so. Who did y'all most identify with this episode?
Mine is probably Tiffany during that moment when she was kind of pretty much vulnerable and actually admitted that she was, you know, a little nervous about moving to Colorado instead of saying like, I'm fine. Just having that moment to where she can just tell her friends like, look, like this is what's happening, but I'm not sure, like I'm scared. So that's probably identified with her. And low-key Issa too, when she was about to drunk text a drunk dial, a drunk call Lawrence.
Finding so much about you, Jen.
Huh?
We finding out so much about you.
Yeah, like that's, and then hitting that call that one time, and like, you know, the phone go only ring once and you hang up, and then he called the next day and you like, oh no, nah, I ain't answering. That definitely happened.
Finding so much about you. Wow. Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Open book. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Trees, what about you? Who you most identify with this episode?
I would have to say this episode, probably Condola. Just because it just reminded me of, you know, how things come together just for the betterment of the child, just creating a healthy environment
for Lil Ja.
The child. Yeah.
Word. Mm-hmm.
So in that way, I can identify with her.
I most identify with Dro. trying to call your ex and that motherfucker ain't answering the phone. I'm trying to call somebody.
Go ahead, finish.
Don't cut it off.
I did cut it off. I cut that shit right on off, just like y'all cut
you
it
did.
Off.
Yep.
And don't edit it.
In my mind. Who's it? Did y'all have a least favorite character this time?
Don't try to change the subject.
Right.
I'm trying to move right along. Y'all have a least favorite character this episode? I didn't have one. I'll go ahead and say it. I didn't have one. Everybody pretty much, nobody pissed me off this episode, so.
Yeah, no.
Maybe Nathan. I don't know. I love you. Shut up.
It was just a horrible acting for Nathan and Tiffany for me. But.
Did y'all see that meme where they had the crate with the lamp on it?
I didn't want to bring that up.
I
forgot about that.
Like, I ain't trying to judge nobody's living situation or what they got going on. But baby.
Nigga, you need to humble down in that damn barbershop so you can afford some damn end tables or something. Nightstand, that's what they call it. Yeah.
Go to IKEA and get you them little table or something.
No, they're only $7.
Right.
Yeah, he can't afford that. And you want to date a woman who got a business popping, nigga?
Yeah. And like, I mean, maybe, and Issa was staying there the whole time, buy him a little end table. If you're going to be staying there.
When I was young, that what y'all women do, y'all, you know, upgrade a man something. When I was, when I was younger, you know what I'm saying? I had a woman come through, a young woman come through, whatever, you know, and I used to keep a lot of shoes in it. So, you know, I didn't know. I was nose blind that it smelled like a locker room in there. So she came through the next time and she came through with some candles. You need to light these. Just, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
No, I mean, it's just what it is. My feet weren't stinking, just I had a whole bunch of shoes. So, and they weren't in the boxes. This is before niggas was keeping them in the boxes. Okay, you feel better.
And she bought a whole candle.
She bought. She, it was like
mahogany teak wood.
It was three candles. This before intense. Them days. This was like
high intensity.
It was
and
before,
the wall plug.
It was before
it
they had that.
It stank.
It was before that. Y'all
like some candles up around here. I'm finding out a lot about you, Brandon.
Y'all got them chokes off.
Like, you know, sneakers.
That's what she said too.
Sneakers.
It smelled like sneakers in here.
She said, "What?
It ain't. It ain't. It just got a. It smell like a man room or something. Something." She said.
That mean it stink.
Yeah. And my house ain't stink. How about that? This was young. You know what I'm saying? I still hit it.
That's why she bought the candle, so it wouldn't distract her.
Nah, she would tell me to
y'all come getting it. She get mess around and breathe in through that nose.
Hey, sometimes a little funk get them
boy.
Sometimes that funk get the pheromones going. You know what I'm saying? Get
she on that reverse.
Not
uh-huh.
Those stanky feet.
Oh, it
hitting that reverse cowgirl, whatever you call
my
it.
My feet wasn't stank. It was the shoes. It was the shoes. My feet stink right now though.
Yeah, because you probably went to the gym.
Nope. I had a chance to hit the shower after work. I had to prepare for this show. So you that's my sacrifice. Yep. Keep them on. Same socks I had on all day since 4 o'clock this morning. So you know them things, yep. Right.
Your feet be sweating.
Yeah. I mean, shit, you wear shoes all damn day? 16 hours?
But when I take my shoes off, my feet don't be
sweating. My feet sweating. Don't be
sweat. Whatever. You don't smell it. I bet you that nigga come over there, he be like, damn, who been eating Cheetos? Corn chips.
And don't.
I wouldn't say it either, but it'll get the juices going, though. You smell them damn funk. That's how it be. Anyway.
No, you into that.
I am in it. Yeah, give me a little stanky. Go to the gym and work out and then come on over here, lady.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
You into that.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, he like that high scent on it.
I did just come from the gym.
He talking about that. I was like, look, you would be perfect.
Get that lady get a little ripeness going. Ooh, yep, girl, where you been? What you been doing? You been at work all day. Ooh, wee, that thing. Ooh.
Give me some of that work, but
give me some of that. Ooh.
You be coming out insecure like, no. Right. You like, no, you're perfect.
No, don't wash off. No. That thing been marinating like all day.
It's been marinating.
Like a damn.
He talking about that all the time.
That thing like a damn crock pot down there. It's just as tender.
Oh, gosh, I can't. And naturally,
hey, make the beast come out, boy.
So much about you, Brandon.
Make the beast come out. I'm telling you now. Hey. Yes, sir.
You talk about that all the time.
Don't come around here smelling like no damn fruits and berries and shit.
Tell Bernie, you like, honey, I'm going to take a shower by the house.
No.
He probably going to like that.
No.
You yep. Came from the gym, yep. Too? Mm-hmm.
No.
Tell you.
At the end of the day, we all animals. At the end of the day. Now, if you're trying to get some extraness going, like some rump munching, then you might want to go ahead and rinse so that off.
Just soak it.
Yeah.
Listen.
Yeah.
Rump munching gonna go anyway. Like, so then that's
not necessarily
really
no. No, I'm talking about rump munching now. I ain't talking about. Yeah.
That's why I gotta get in the shower.
Well, you right. Yeah. Yeah, you got soak.
Yeah, the bath and the shower.
Yeah, you gotta get you a fleet 2 days before.
A fleet.
Yeah. I heard that from Kid Fury.
Mm-hmm.
Any relatable content y'all had this episode?
I feel like I just said it.
What? With the babies, Condola and Lawrence.
Yeah, just making peace.
Mm-hmm.
For me, it's the entire, like I said, my favorite scene, which was the girls are not like having a rough week, you know, at work or with your life or your significant other and just needing to like get with your girls and kind of like just relax, release and
relate,
you know, relate, yeah.
Relax,
relate, release.
Speaking
what
of
they
her,
said it on, wasn't that on
Different World?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, with Debbie Allen, she was playing a therapist for Whitley.
Yeah.
Have y'all seen the new show on Amazon Prime called Harlem?
No, not but yet. I was told I should watch it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I've gotten mixed reviews. Like someone said it was predictable and it's the same like insufferable story of Black women dating and the things we go through when we date. But then some people enjoyed it because it was very relatable. So I'm definitely going to take a look at it and see.
Yeah. Jasmine.
But why does it always have to be so much suffering?
But that's every show, though.
I don't know if it's so much.
Because nobody want to watch that shit. How many of y'all watch Red Room?
Right. You said what?
How many of y'all watch Rev Run? And know Rev all Run? The story. Yeah, Rev Run. Run's House.
Oh, I watched it.
I mean, when I was younger.
Yeah.
I mean, but, it had to be when you were younger because they don't come on.
I like clean, you know.
Everybody does.
But look at the Cosby Show.
Well, anyway, I bought that show up because, but they still had drama on that show too. But I bought that show up because Jasmine.
It was within the kids.
Jasmine Guy is on there and whatever age she is, she look every bit of it. I mean, all of them years is right there, right around her mouth and neck. I don't know what she did in her life.
She should be like close to 60 now, though, 59. Right?
She old.
She up there.
Every day of it. She mixed with white.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's coming out. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's 59.
Yeah. I knew she had to be somewhere around there.
My relatable, Jen, you did your relatable content?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. My relatable content is when they were hugged up and they was crying about Tiffany leaving and all this and that. I had that kind of happen to me when my homeboys was about to, everybody's about to go off to college and go off to the military and shit. You know, we drunk at 18 years old, 17.
Yeah, I was crying.
I think I was the only one crying. But, like, damn, my nigga's about to leave me.
Yep.
Like, B, chill out. So we get to the final part. Our predictions. Do y'all have any predictions coming up?
It's kind of, excuse me, but I know previously, you know, I've stated I couldn't tell which way the show was going. I don't know. I kind of feel like, you know, Issa's going to enjoy the space that she's in with Nathan. But I kind of feel like some confusion about to creep on up in there when it comes to Lawrence, because she really didn't heal from that totally. Just kind of moved on.
I definitely think it's going to be some issue with Lawrence and Issa and her being inconsistent, like he said.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if they're going to fight.
If they're going to fight? Who, him and Nathan?
Yeah.
I feel like I think they're going to have some type of run-in.
Nathan and Lawrence.
Nathan and Lawrence, because they haven't yet. So Issa's gonna call Lawrence back. She's gonna call him back. And she's
So when Lawrence was first at Condola's house and he offered to fix her put the chef together, she said that she had a friend that she was gonna get to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought that might have been a thing, like, you know, maybe later on we're going to see she got a new dude, which would be interesting for Lawrence. Then he could be ass out. He gonna have no pussy out there.
And then he'll start fucking random bitches in the grocery that he meet in the grocery store.
Ooh, he did. That's my nigga.
But he learned, you saw what happened with that.
Mm-hmm. He had to start calling everybody saying, you need to go get tested.
That part.
But that was later on, though. That wasn't because of them two.
Yes, it was.
It started then. After that, he just was.
That's when he went to the doctor. After that,
I thought he had messed with somebody else.
Next season.
Since after that, like, yeah, he just kept going. Like, and so that's why he was calling so many people.
I remember the threesome, and then he went.
End up having sex with that stripper?
Stripper.
I don't know. He had sex with a lot of people, but I thought he went to the doctor after that.
He was messing with that lady at his job, the Persian looking lady or whatever she was.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll
see. Everything else, I think Issa's leaving it so open to where it's kind of hard to see where the closure is going to come.
I think the end is going to be Tiffany on her flight leaving.
Yeah,
I think they're definitely gonna go.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what?
Something I don't care about her though.
Something else I meant to mention was that how Condola was like, he gave up, he made a big sacrifice moving back, so he don't got that big time job no more. So that's all I forgot to mention last time.
Oh yeah, that's when she should have said he was a good dad.
Mm-hmm.
Not because he fed the baby some carrots.
Yeah. Well, we got all our predictions and all of that.
Yeah.
Well, we hope you enjoyed. If you enjoyed it, let us know. DJBlazeShow@gmail.com. Now, you know, when you listen to this, after you get finished listening to this, head on over to Part of My Sheet, listen to that. And then when you get finished listening to that, get your title out, search for the DJ Blaze Radio Show Insecure playlist, and all of the songs, they're gonna be on there. You can listen to them. Treece,
what's up?
Let everybody know they can find you on social media.
On Instagram at _justtrece, JUSTRESE.
Man, Jen, where can they find you?
You can find me on Instagram as well at Jenny Lane. That's JENN.Elaine, as well as follow my podcast, Part of My Sheet Podcast, on Instagram.
Yeah. And you can find me on social media, Preacher_BP. You can find the show, DJ Blaze Show, on Twitter and Instagram, and DJ Blaze Radio Show on Facebook. Call us up, 404-436-2370. Let us know what you think. And oh, we did get some feedback. Damn.
Oh, we did?
Yeah, I forgot. It was on it was on Instagram, on a post somebody had commented.
What they say?
Let me find it. Okay, hold on. I'm sorry, y'all. Oh yeah, it was the homie Tiffany. She said, Nathan is born, Molly pussy is still broken, and Lawrence over here fucking while his baby mama sleep on the toilet. A mess. I would have thrown that baby too. And that was Issa throwing the baby. So shout out to Tiffany. But anyway,
yes,
y'all.
Yes, Tiffany. Shout broken out to pussy. Tiffany.
Yeah, Molly pussy, I guess it is broken.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, y'all, that's it for us this week. What, we got three more episodes?
Three more
episodes.
Three more episodes in a year. We're going into the year 2022.
Also, the last episode will be the last.
I think the
27th.
Oh, then it'll be right time for New Year's. We'll discuss our New Year's plans, I guess, right before then. And Crip one. But yeah, y'all, thank y'all for listening. It's your boy, Be Easy.
It's your girl, Jenny Lane.
And this is Just Trees.
And we out.
Bye.